AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Coming up, a vote on whether or not to expel freshman Congressman George Santos, the Republican charged with fraud and theft for allegedly stealing from donors and lying to investigators. As he entered the Capitol this morning, reporters asked Santos why he hasn't commented on the allegations against him.
It's not smart to do that.
If expelled, Santos would be only the sixth lawmaker ousted by colleagues. Three of the others were for disloyalty during the Civil War. More from our Ed Donahue.
Members of the Republican delegation from New York, like Mike Lawler, are leading the arguments for expelling Santos.
For the purposes of this body, he's got to go.
An Israeli government spokesman's blaming Hamas for breaching the terms that would have extended the ceasefire and prisoner exchange at least for one more day, and says the pounding airstrikes will continue in Gaza until Israel's objectives are met.
Releasing all the hostages and eliminating Hamas so that the Gaza Strip can never again pose a threat to the people of Israel.
A mediator in Qatar is pointing to Israel and says the renewed airstrikes complicate mediation efforts and exacerbate the humanitarian catastrophe. The COP28 climate summit's underway in Dubai, where UN Chief Antonio Guterres warns countries need to rapidly cut back their carbon emissions.
We cannot save a burning planet via fire holes of fossil fuels.
A day after an execution in Oklahoma, our Donna Warder reports more Americans are questioning capital punishment.
A Gallup poll found that 50% of Americans believe capital punishment is applied unfairly. That's the highest number the poll has ever received.
The Atlantic hurricane season ends today. There were 7 hurricanes, 3 of them major storms. This is AP News. Ukraine's president, in an AP interview, says he's concerned that the global attention on the fighting in Israel is diverting attention from his country's struggle against the Russian invasion.
Ukraine's president, Zelensky, says winter's expected to complicate fighting after a summer counteroffensive had failed to produce desired results. He fears the Israel-Hamas war threatens to overshadow the conflict in Ukraine, put the flow of Western military aid to Kyiv at risk. I'm Charles Diladesma.
The Biden administration's proposing new rules that could make it harder for electric vehicles to qualify for a full federal tax credit if the cars contain battery materials from China or other countries considered hostile to the U.S. This could slow the conversion away from gasoline vehicles. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.